None is good, but on the other hand. Where's Bruce? Bruce outside? Okay. So we'd like to dedicate this year in memory of Freda Rachel. Bat Harav Pinchas. We're still in the Shloshim for her death. And we hope and pray that everything, all words of Torah we're going to say, not the jokes, but the words of Torah we're going to say, are going to be an elevation to her soul. She should get closer to the Ribono Shel Olam. In the schut of the Torah we're going to learn in her memory.
Amen.
Just a word about her. She was 60 years old, unfortunately, when she passed away. She passed away from the terrible machala called cancer. And she's buried where?
In
Eretz HaChaim. So she was zochah to be buried in Israel.
Yes.
Tieh nishmata tsirua b'tsiror hachayim. May her memory be intertwined with that of the living, so we shouldn't forget her.
Amen.
Okay. Not too many years ago, it was the first night of Slichos, and everyone's ready to hear a real bombshell of a speech before Slichos, because that's the time when rabbis show off. And my late Rosh Yeshiva and Rebbe, Rav Amital Zichrono Levracha, got up and asked a very simple question. And I have to admit, we were all a little disappointed. You know, he asked a simple question on a night like this. The simple question was, we begin Slichos with the words, Shomea Tfila, God who hears davening. What should be said? We're in a very big shul, a lot of people davening, so it should have said what? Shomea Tfilot. You hear the davenings of many people. You hear the prayers of the plural. And yet it's written in singular. And I'd like to take Rav Amital's question, Zichron Levracha, and take it to what we say every single day. Because every single day, this question is actually compounded. We start the last of the petition blessings in the Shmoneh Esrei with the words Shma Koleinu Hashem Elokeinu Chus Verachem Aleinu Mekabel Berachamim Uveratzon Et Tefilatei. We can all sum that up in one word: God, listen to our prayers. Plural or singular? Shma Koleinu Chus Verachem Aleinu Mekabel Berachamim Uveratzon Et Tefilatei Nu. Plural or singular?
I don't remember.
Pardon?
Plural.
We're all davening together. Hear all our prayers. As a matter of fact, the majority of davening is actually in plural. We won't go into that now, but that's exactly the way it is. So how come at the end of Shomea Tefillah, I'm just finished the question, Baruch Atah Hashem, Shomea Tefillah. Why not Shomea Tefillot? We started with the plural. Let's end with the plural.
I want to hear my prayer about what I just said.
But we started with the plural.
What's the first one?
And in order to answer this question, I want to give you a background. And then I'm going to tell you what my Rebbe, Rav Amital Zichrono Levracha, said. And I think this can influence the way we live and the way we think beyond davening. Both at night and in the morning, before Kriyat Shema, we have a series of brachos. Everyone's on the right page? You all say brachos before Kriyat Shema? Good. The first bracha in the morning is Yotzer Or, and it ends with the words Baruch Atah Hashem Yotzer HaMe'orot. Now excuse me that this morning I'm into Dikduk, into Lashon, into language, into proper usage of words, but Yotzer Or, Yotzer HaMe'orot, is that present or past?
Present.
What are we saying when we say it in present? Yotzer, or God, you have created now the light. And we end with, you have created the light. We do not say,
you are created.
You got it. God did create the light. But that's not what we're saying. What are we saying? You're creating right now, as we're sitting here. You're creating the light.
Yeah, what is that?
But God already created the light. We read about it a few weeks ago. It was done, finished. So Simon just gave a fascinating answer. What did you just say, Simon?
Raising every morning when it gets light.
Very nice. Allow me to put it into the world that I live in and function in. Has anyone here ever solicited a donation from someone? You have. When you solicit a donation, which is easier? To solicit a donation to build a building? Or to solicit a donation for maintenance of that building?
To build the building.
Can you tell me why?
You got the name.
You're the first. You created something from nothing. Your name is probably going to be plastered on that building, and rightfully so. You gave millions of dollars. It's great. Now the building's built, the name is plastered, everything's wonderful. Now comes the challenge. Are you going to be able to maintenance that building? Maintenance means to have paper towels when you wash your hands, to have napkins on the table, to have a clean floor. That's maintenance. You can't plaster your name on the sponge. You can't plaster your name on the napkins, and you can't plaster your name on the paper towels. Here is where the biggest challenge happens. As a matter of fact, when you go and you solicit a donation for maintenance, it's far more difficult for another reason. They have no idea what's the situation of that building. You come and you come with a credible amount, whatever that amount might be. Well, they don't know if you're lying or not, if that's the real truth or not. Because, you see, when you say we have to build something from nothing, that's very simple, right? You need bricks, you need cement, you need a contractor, you can see exactly how much it costs, and you can decide, am I donating or not? When it comes to maintenance, first and foremost, you have no idea what the real situation is. And secondly, it's never going to end, because you always need to maintenance. It's not a one-time donation.
You might with the last, but not with the beginning. You learn, when you start building, actually, you will find out that you never know how much it costs.
Correct. But there, it's much easier. It's much easier because it's a one-time shot, and the amount is credible. Now we come to the biggest challenge, and that is the maintenance. Well, we're in luck, because Simon just said to us that God didn't just create the world, he is maintaining the world. He didn't just give the donation to create it. He is constantly involved with the world. And therefore, in the morning, we don't say, Yatsar HaMe'orot, God, you have created the sun, the moon, and whatnot. You are creating it. It's not enough to create the sun. You have to ensure it comes out every day. It's not enough to build the building. You have to open the doors every morning. It's not enough to build the building. You have to make sure that there's electricity bills paid and that there's proper heating and whatnot. We're in luck. God didn't just give the donation to build the building. God is maintaining the building. And we say the same thing at night. What do we say at night? Again, before Kriyat Shema? Hama'ariv aravim. You make the night, night. We don't say you've made the night, night. In other words, you've created all the laws of nature, biology, chemistry, physics. When you created the world and finished, you're gone. You're constantly involved in this world. And therefore, if this is all correct, we're in luck. Because this can tell us two things. Number one, to our detriment, you can't fake God. God knows exactly where you are. When you ask for something, you can't fake it. You can fake it in front of anyone else, but not in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because he's involved in this world. He knows exactly the situation. You can't come to a donor and say, Mr. Donor, we have 150 students when the donor lives next door, doesn't see more than 50 every day. God is involved in this world, and therefore God, you can't fake it. And number two, and this is obviously to our benefit, because God is involved in this world, he knows exactly where we are, and therefore when we ask for something, and it's a good request, then hopefully we will be granted that request, because God knows exactly our situation. Or to put it into more milder terms, you know the famous Hasidic story where Zusha comes before God and says, I'm always worried that you're going to judge me. Why weren't you like Moshe Rabbeinu? Why weren't you like Shimon HaTzadik? Why weren't you like Eliyahu HaNavi? But the truth is, God is going to ask you one question. What's the question?
Why weren't you like Zusha?
Because God is involved in this world, he knows each and every one of us. He judges us and expects from us what we can physically and emotionally and spiritually do. Not more, not less. And this brings us back to the Shomeya Tfila. Said Rav Amital on that night of Slichos, God hears each prayer individually. He does not necessarily hear your prayer, not his prayer. He doesn't hear everyone in unison. Before God comes 25,000 filters, if that's how many people are in shul, and each prayer is listened to individually. That's something we human beings can't do. If everyone's talking at once, we can't listen to one person and not the other. God can. So therefore, we do not end by saying, Shomea Tfilot, even though we started with the plural, because everyone's davening together, but rather Shomea Tfilot. Because God is constantly involved in this world and judges us based on our situation, and therefore we use the present tense, Hama Ariva Ravim Yotzer Hame'orot, therefore we can say Shomea Tfilot. Because God knows exactly who you are, He's involved in this world, and ultimately will grant or not grant your request because He knows who you are and not someone else. So that's why the usage of the language in davening is so precise. It's not just they threw in words. It's Shomea Tfilah and not Shomea Tfilot for the reasons we said. It's Yotzer HaMe'orot and HaMa'ariv HaRavim in present and not in past tense for the reasons we said. So therefore, as we go into another day here in the holy city of Efrat, let us remember that the expectations of us, it's the expectations of us. It's not to be like Mr. Rosenfeld next. Excuse me, it's not, Mr. Rosenfeld is sitting here. We've got to use a more generic term. Is there any cones around the table? Doesn't sound Jewish enough. Mr. Cohn. You're not just like Mr. Cohn. You're just like Mr. Rosenfeld. Like Mr. Cohn, you're just like yourself. Because God knows exactly where you are because He's involved in the maintenance of this world. He knows where your situation is. Not someone else's. And therefore we use the present tense. And therefore we use Shomea Tfilah and not Shomea Tfilot. Every single prayer comes before God in a singular. Yeah.
No, when you mentioned plural, it sounded as if it's reflective of the tzibor. So there's us because we're together. And therefore I'm wondering if people who daven alone for whatever reason, if they really shouldn't be saying tzibor.
We are going to address that as time goes on, about davening in a minyan and what it means. Yeah. After all, you can probably have better kavana when you daven alone. And the truth of the matter is, halachically, it's much better to daven in a minyan. We're going to have to understand why around this table. So no one should sleep until Sunday and try to figure this one out. How come davening in a minyan, where everyone's davening too fast, too slow, whatnot, is better than davening alone? And we will talk about it on Sunday.
I'm in a case where you're in the hospital, you're stuck on the 20th. Not that there was a choice, you happen to be there alone, and now for sure you're thinking of anything in singular. I mean, there's no sense of plural.
We will talk about it, Bezrat Hashem.
Start by if you think about the prayer that's the beginning.